Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight. A chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, a low of 65. My job is to protect neighborhoods, and it's a non-story. The comments this morning from Racine Mayor John Dickert on WRJN's Community Conversation to separate issues making news this week. The neighborhood protection involves the city opposing a CVS store in Ohio and Washington because the mayor said amending the city's comprehensive plan for one creates a bad precedent that takes away city control.
And what people are forgetting is they're not debating this with governmental people. They're debating this with us with attorneys. So we looked at it from our legal side, and I've talked to mayors from all over the country about this issue, literally all over the country. And to one of them, they will say, if you start, it can't end.
As for the non-story, Mayor Dickert cited the newspaper's bold headline and article about the county suing the city over what he said is a basic procedure in a simple legal dispute over a joint dispatch, nothing more. Two children died in a Milwaukee house fire early this morning on the city's northwest side. Firefighters were called just after 2 a.m. to the vicinity of North Swan Road and West Allen Street. The 911 caller reporting heavy fire showing from the first floor. Crews found heavy flame activity from the windows and while working the fire also started search and rescue operations, according to Fire Chief Mark Rolfing.
There were smoke detectors in the home. Our first arriving companies did not hear them going off. Now, that's not to say they weren't. When the fire gets very intense, that plastic melts pretty quickly at the ceiling level.
The children were found in separate areas on the second floor. The Red Cross was brought in to help aid affected residents with emergency lodging and other needs. Prior to that, the Red Cross was called to help up to 30 residents of a fire damaged apartment building in Pewaukee. A woman with undiagnosed and untreated dementia reported missing yesterday was found safe several miles from her home. A silver alert was issued for the woman just before 4 o'clock this morning after she was seen leaving her home in the 3600 block of Spring Street at about 8 o'clock Thursday morning. She was found this morning at the Pilot Travel Center at I-94 and Northwestern Avenue after Caledonia police received a call about a disoriented woman. A traffic accident on the southbound side of I-94 at the Racine-Milwaukee County border closed all lanes after 4:30 this morning, resulting in lengthy backups on both sides, including a gaper's block for northbound vehicles. The Sheriff's Department says it started with a pickup truck and a trailer and some mechanical issue, putting both into a spin. They ended up blocking the middle and right lanes, so to safely remove them both, all three lanes were closed for about 30 minutes. No one was hurt. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin toured parts of the Root River Corridor in Racine, getting a close look at what city leaders want to redevelop with a complicated plan called RootWorks, and for which a bill the Democratic lawmaker has authored would help in the process. Baldwin says it basically gives communities with solid waterfront development plans a leg up on securing needed grants and other help to make them become a reality.
And the way it gives credit is by a designation of a sort of exemplary waterfront community plan, which puts communities sort of bumps them up to the top of the list for competitive grants and sends a signal to the federal agencies that want to play a role in funding some of these projects that they've done it right and that this is a good investment to make.
Machinery Row, located off Water Street at Center Street, is valued at $65 million. With a combination of planned residential and commercial development. Next Monday, while most workers have the day off, some Labor Day celebrations will be taking place with food, music, speeches, and other activities. Kenosha's Labor Fest will get started around 11 a.m. on the grounds of St. Therese Church at 91st Street and 20th Avenue. Kenosha's Labor Person of the Year, Roger Clark, from Local 118, will be recognized. Something new this year is the Labor of Love Music Festival at Racine's Festival Park. It starts at noon and will feature country music up-and-comer Kip Moore. A special ceremony to honor veterans will take place at 3. Racine's annual Labor Fest is again at Caledonia Mount Pleasant Memorial Park starting around noon with a car show and including later on awards for Labor and Retired Labor Person of the Year along with Mr. and Mrs. Solidarity. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.